Lighten up, Francis. Well, this was Warren Oates. This is President Trump playing Warren Oates. He's playing Sergeant Hulka. As Bill Murray said in Stripes, Sergeant Hulka is our big toe. So what Trump did 2 days ago was come out and play Sergeant Hulka and go, all right, knock it off. Enough of this lying around. We're all misery and we're all going to die crap. If we're going to die, we're going to die as Americans, okay? You're going to die anyway, but we're not going to die as a bunch of sniveling pansies that are afraid to go to a burger joint and accept a hamburger from the hand of someone that just cooked it. And cooked it 6 months ago, we never thought twice about it. So here's the first of two media meltdown, adrenochrome guzzling montages of the loony left. They're having none of this. We must go back to being miserable. We must go back to hating everyone. We must go back to suspecting your neighbor. You must socially distance. You must. And do you know how many? You know how many people died? 210,000 deaths from the corona bug. And he says no big deal. Well, as I just played for you, he didn't say no big deal.
President Trump wrote on Twitter, don't be afraid of COVID. Don't let it dominate your life. Almost 210,000 Americans are dead.
Speaking of outrageous, this outrageous tweet.
Oh, my goodness, Nicole. When I saw that, Trump, I mean, I literally was overwhelmed.
And now we see this tweet, which is heartless. It is
Mr. Bob Woodward.
Cruel.
Jake, this is so disrespectful. I'm not even sure I can speak about this. It's incredibly incredibly disrespectful. What does that mean? Don't be afraid of it. I mean, first of all, it's a contagious disease that kills people.
Okay, you just spoke about it.
Begin. It's gross.
It's such a distressing moment.
It's just so horrible. So
Laurie Garrett,
to say I feel better than I have in 20 years.
That he's saying this is so disrespectful.
The president. It says it's no big deal. I mean, it's outrageous.
It is insulting to the people who have lost loved ones. It is insulting to every American who wears a mask. I mean, it's just disgraceful, Wolf. It's absurd.
Don't tell your supporters, don't be afraid of COVID. Everyone should be afraid of COVID.
It's okay to be afraid of COVID, and it's okay that it's dominating your life because it has dominated your life.
Why is it okay to have it dominate our lives? You know, that CNN anchor, what about this is disrespectful for everyone that's wearing a mask? You mean every idiot that's had a face diaper slapped across their face? Oh, speaking of, oh, folks, where do you hear this? We have the soundbite to end all soundbites in the history of the world. Amon Bundy. Remember the Bundy feud with the BLM back in 2013? I still have that podcast, and, you know, Mr. Bundy had written me and thanked me for that way back in the day. How Congress snatched the power to own lands is the title of the podcast. It's at MikeChurch.com. Anyway, this is his son, Amon Bundy, and it's a very simple story. He wanted to go to his son's football game, high school football game. And so he went. He was the only non-Sherson sheep that was in the entire stadium there didn't have a mask on. He had no face diaper on. And so they told him, sir, you can't be in here. You can't be in these stands without a mask on. Here's the mask. Put it on. He goes, I'm not putting it on. Well, then you can't stay here for the game. So I can't stay here and watch. I'm outside. I'm out of doors. There's no one sitting anywhere near me, but I can't watch my son play football without a going, okay, here, I'll leave. So you know what he does? He goes out of the bleachers, then walks all the way around the stadium, and then goes to the end zone, okay? Now, there's a chain link fence behind the goalpost. So he is on the chain link fence, which is about 10 yards from the goalpost. So he's nowhere near, and there's no one there. The superintendent of the school sends the coach down to tell him, dude, you got to get out of here. You either got to put the mask on or you got to leave, or they're going to call the game and we're going to have to forfeit. This is how dedicated and devoted to the face diaper Nazi regime that far too many people are. And Bundy says, well, here, I'll play you the clip. Bundy says to his credit, no way, Jose, I'm not going to do it. So you're going to let your son lose. He goes, you know what? It's here, listen. You know, I'm listening to this going like, if we had 3 or 4,000, you don't need 3 or 4 million, 3 or 4, hell, I'd take 300. Eamon Bundy's, who would stand up and say and do this. Let's see here. Having trouble getting his digital media file pulled up. That's not it. That link takes me to Trump's dextromethadone. That's another one. Here, while I'm waiting for the Eamon Bundy clip, here's digital media montage. No, that's not it either. All right, 844-527-8723, our call in line telephone number. We are live in Knoxville, Tennessee, on our way to the St. Benedict Center for the annual St. Benedict Center Conference. Plenty of time on our way to the St. Benedict Center for the annual conference. There's plenty of time for you to still go by to store.catholicism.org and get yourself a reservation and meet us in Richmond, New Hampshire. Here it is. Anti-government activist. What does it mean to be an anti-government? I'm not anti-government. I'm anti-bad government. And I bet you Eamon Bundy is anti-bad government. He's anti-COVID Karen government. How about that? Anti-government activist Eamon Bundy shows up to Suns football game. Here, let me try to get this. Of course, got to sit through some stupid infernal ad. Oh, folks, to be out on the road. All right, here we go.
What's going on, Eamon?
Same old garbage,
right? So, what do you want to do here?
I want to go in and watch my boy play.
Yeah.
I have every right to do that.
Well,
so,
here's the deal. They don't want to see you. And can you turn that off?
No. So, Caldwell Police already told me personally that they are not going to enforce it.
Right. But the superintendent of this school wants something done, or she's going to call the game. And if they call the game and we have to leave, I don't know if we win. Well, and if we don't win, I don't know if we go to the playoffs.
They can't blame it on. They can't. Let them try, Coach. Let them kite.
Here's the deal.
It's worth the fight.
If we have to cancel the game, we don't go to the playoffs.
You're not going to.
They're going to cancel.
You're talking about playoffs.
But then our kids lose out.
No, you don't.
Yes, they do.
When are you going to stand for freedom, Coach? When are you going to do that? Is it worth a football game? Yes, it's worth. When are you going to stand for it?
What? You want to just take him home?
No, I'm not. I'm going to stand right here. I'm not just doing it for my boy. I'm doing it for you and your family.
Here's the deal. This is going to harm a lot of people.
You know what's
going to
harm more people?
It's going to harm a lot of people.
Allowing this stuff to go on. You know that. You are a history buff. You know that. You know that, Coach. You know that. All of you guys know that.
There wasn't a parab mic there to pick it all up. So what he basically said was, I'm not leaving. Now you, to see the video, he's on one side of a chain link fence. What an irony here that I've seen so many graphic videos and memes of the chain link fence stopping the mosquito, you know, trying to fly in your yard. It's the same thing as wearing the face diaper. You have the exact same scenario going on here, and you have Eamon Bundy here, who is standing on one side of a chain link fence. You can hear in the distance, probably 100 yards away, you can hear that there is a... Oh, you can hear that there. You can hear the little clack of the drums from the band in the background and all that. The dude is standing so far away. So you know what this is? This is the superintendent of the other school looking for an excuse to score a win. and then basically saying that if he doesn't leave, if he doesn't leave, I'm going to make the other team forfeit here. And all this is supposedly done for health reasons.